Well, the country has lost a visionary leader and a gregarious personality with the death of Sir Ian Edgar. Longtime colleague Neil Pavier-Smith paid that heartfelt tribute to the 76-year-old businessman who lost his battle with pancreatic cancer yesterday. Over his lifetime, Sir Ian was chair of the leading investment firm Forsyth Barr Group, Chancellor of Otago University, Director of the Reserve Bank and President of the New Zealand Olympic Committee. Mr. Pavier-Smith is Chief Executive of the Forsyth Barr Group and is with us in the Wellington studio. Morena.
Morena.
Oh, let's turn your mic on. There we go. Now, tell me, when you heard the news, I guess it must have been something that in some ways was not that surprising because of the pancreatic cancer, but nonetheless, a blow.
Yeah, really sad day. We knew it was looming and he had been in decline. But when the day comes, it's still very sad, particularly for his family and for those who knew him so well. But over recent times, we've all had a chance to say our farewells and reflect on the great times we've all had with him.
Yeah, kōrero mai, tell me about him.
Well, Ian was incredibly enthusiastic. He loved people in particular. He loved being involved, and so he was incredibly involved in so many businesses. You mentioned some of them. I have a list a mile long. Sports organisations, charities, arts organisations, education. He was he just loved getting involved and helping, and he had this wonderful infectious ability to bring people together and inspire them around a cause, be that a business enterprise or a research function.
What stands out for you?
What stands out for me most is here is someone who has contributed enormously across so many fields. Some people are recognised for their contribution to business or sports or those sorts of things. I mean, Ian was involved across so many organisations. I mean, you mentioned Otago University, where he was involved for 20-odd years, and he was chairman of the Stock Exchange. He was involved with the ACC as a director, Vero, Donaghy's, Reserve Bank, and I think on the charitable side, recently as patron of so many organisations, which means he was essentially a financial supporter in a big way, the Arts Foundation, Dementia Prevention, Diabetes Research. Most recently, he was involved with Central Otago Trails Trust, where they've just opened the long cycleway in Lake Dunstan.
You worked with him as well, didn't you, for over 20 years. Was he essentially a bit of a mentor to you?
Absolutely. I mean, I had the privilege of working with him closely for 20 years. He as the chairman and me as CEO. So I was very lucky to have a very close association. Definitely a mentor. Very, very supportive and encouraging. Had a wonderful way of steering you if you didn't agree with something. But most importantly, he just inspired people around him.
And when that cancer was diagnosed, how did he approach it?
Well, with his usual enthusiastic vigour, he wouldn't accept defeat. I think he knew that his time would come, but he sought out to extend his life in a positive way as much as possible. Initially, he hoped to be able to get to early February to celebrate his 50th wedding anniversary with his wonderful wife, Jan, and then he hoped to get to see the America's Cup finals and so on. So he set himself some goals and was determined to try and stay around as long as possible.
Thank you very much for coming in, for telling us about him. That is Neil Pavier-Smith there, speaking about Sir Ian Edgar.